Now we go from drug trafficking to human trafficking. For the past decade, the State Department has put together an annual report on human trafficking around the globe. This year, the Obama administration took the unusual step of reporting on itself, pointing out that the United States is one source of the problem. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At a ceremony to unveil this year's human trafficking report, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said this is a problem Americans can't ignore.
In some cases, foreign workers, drawn by the hope of a better life in America, are trapped by abusive employers. And there are Americans, unfortunately, who are held in sexual slavery. Some find themselves trapped through debt to work against their will in conditions of modern-day bondage.
The lead author of the report, Luis Sidibaca, is a former prosecutor who dealt with trafficking cases and now runs the Office to Monitor and Combat Trafficking in Persons.
It's important to highlight the significance of the U.S. ranking. As we work towards a lead-by-example diplomacy, it was common sense to include ourselves in this year's report.
The report says there are homegrown traffickers enslaving people in various segments of the U.S. economy, in hotels, strip clubs, hair and nail salons, and on farms. A group of activists from Florida came to the State Department yesterday with their mobile museum to share information about 7 cases of modern-day slavery, some involving migrant farm workers, another involving homeless American men held in debt on a Florida farm. The museum is housed on a truck, similar to one that carried forced laborers in one of the cases.
You can feel how hot it is in here already. And you can imagine having to sleep in here because it was locked from the outside.
That's Lucas Benitez, a former tomato picker from Mexico who co-founded the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in Florida. That's one of the organizations recognized by the State Department for fighting human trafficking.
Yo creo que era realmente...
On the one hand, it was great to receive recognition for the work that we and others have been doing for so many years, but at the same time, it's really sad that in 2010, we're still giving out awards or recognition for fighting against slavery in the United States and in the world, and we shouldn't have to do that.
According to the State Department, 12.3 million people are trafficked each year around the world. David Abramowitz of the advocacy group Humanity United says the report also states clearly that no country has come up with a comprehensive solution.
We still haven't really come up with a way to firmly get grips on this issue. And I thought it was useful that the department itself called that out. And then, of course, there are a lot of countries, as it goes on to say, where, you know, they've just barely begun to work on this issue.
13 countries got the worst grade, including Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Sudan, Eritrea, and Myanmar. The Democratic Republic of Congo was among those singled out for using child soldiers. That list was new, Abramowitz says. As for the U.S. rating itself, he called it a powerful diplomatic tool for the Obama administration to encourage countries to work with the U.S. to stamp out modern slavery. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.